Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
All right, we're back. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 29th day of June. The preparative today is to take first aid training and CPR training. You could save a life. One of the students, a class I sponsored, a CPR class I put together. I didn't teach it. I'm not qualified to do that. Young man saved his aunt's life. As a consequence of taking this class. So I encourage everybody to learn and take CPR and first aid training. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has lots of websites. We'll give out a few of them right now. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I need to point out that the Bible Code is different from the Da Vinci Code, two entirely different topics. I've read a couple of books on the matter. I've interviewed one of the authors on my show. I recall very clearly a atheist Jewish cryptologist who worked for the CIA. A cryptologist is a man or woman who makes their living encryption and decryption. Is there what they do of messages? And he was given a challenge to see if the Torah, the original Torah, had hidden messages. The atheist Jewish cryptologist thought, this will be great. I'll show these Bible thumpers that this is a bunch of silliness. He found out just the opposite, that the Torah does in fact have hidden messages if you have the right computer program to decrypt and find the hidden messages. Basically, the Torah is a hologram where, and please recall, and everybody recalls this, that when the men who were doing the copying of the Torah were, if they made one tiniest mistake on a page, the entire page was destroyed and they had to start all over again. And what's the phrase to not make mistake with one jot or tittle, I believe. So it's a fascinating area, and it's been proven to be accurate that the Torah, the original Jewish Torah in Hebrew, does have hidden messages. And it looks like, looks like we have a caller here. We've got Pastor Earl Wallace, who has some information about the Catholic cabal. Good morning, Pastor Wallace.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm a first-time caller because one of your faithful listeners just contacted me and told me I should call you guys because you are one of the few people that understand what I always speak about, often speak about.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I focus on the biblical basis of America's Bill of Rights. I'm in my car. Can you still hear me?
Go ahead. You know, it's not the best, but
okay.
It's okay.
And I'm going to turn up a bit. And the founding generations of Americans from 1620, when they wrote the Mayflower Compact, the first covenant with God that we're going to govern God's way according to the Bible, those founding generations, right from 1620 through the early 1800s, all were fleeing the government enforcement of Catholicism in Europe. And we're suffering from the government enforcement of Catholicism in America, which Catholicism is biblical suppression. Well, Google a politician. Google it, judges, name it, any level of our government. I go to school board meetings. I frequently start by saying, hey, by the way, what churches do we all go to? And most of those people will go to Saint something or other. The Catholic Church suppresses the Bible. It's the Catholics who suppress the Bible through our Supreme Court. I don't know why now we're getting more biblical-based decisions from them. I was instrumental in the Camp Constitution Supreme Court First Amendment free speech case, which we won 9-0 on May 2nd of 2022. They just 6-3 approved the Praying Coach case, and those two cases now mean that the Praying Coach case, they rolled back Lemon versus Kutzner of 1971, whereby the Catholic, Anglican, Episcopalian, Rosary Praying Supreme Court, Kabbalah Jew Supreme Court, not Torah Jew, not Biblical Christianity people, said that if there is a any activity on public property, it has to essentially have a secular purpose. The Supreme Court struck that down in the Praying Coach case. And in the Camp Constitution free speech case, they actually said that that you can't suppress biblical speech on public property. So we Christians right now have more judicial leverage to reinstate what I call the biblical basis of our Bill of Rights than we've had since the early 1970s. And I'm in the process of formulating a letter to municipalities, state governments, county legislatures to explain these rules, and that we've always had these rights. They come from God. You can't take them from us. But it's just now that our rights are getting re-acknowledged, and we're trying to wake the Christian community up to understand the Catholic cabal. And what led me to this was for many, many years I was in organizations trying to restore our country, and the Catholics on the board would constantly say, wait a minute, why are you talking about the Bible? What's it got to do with anything? And it was very confusing for me, and I started realizing that, wow, the Catholics are not biblical people. They're actually taught not to trust the Bible, but to trust, you know, the Catholic councils, etc. So can I explain a little bit about what I mean about the biblical basis of the Bill of Rights?
Sure. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, there are 10 commandments, and there are 10 Bill of Rights. And each of the Bill of Rights are designed to compel people in government to treat we the people according to God's 10 commandments. God's 10 commandments enumerate what the Declaration of Independence calls our inalienable rights. You can order a booklet from me that you can read in about 20 to 30 minutes that explains these things in greater detail. But it's very simple to understand. When God says, thou shalt not murder in 10 commandment number 6, he's giving everybody the right not to be murdered. When God says in 10 commandment number 7, thou shalt not sexually molest, confuse, malign, cajole, or try to entice or confuse as they're doing with the kids. He's saying everybody has the right to honor sexual behavior as he ordains in Scripture. When God says, thou shalt not steal, he's saying everybody has the right not to be stolen from, and that includes even if it's voted on by both houses of Congress or legislature. When God says, do not lie to or about other people, he's saying everybody has the right, the divine right from him, not to be lied to or about. And when God says, thou shalt not covet, he's saying everybody has a right for evil people not to seize government power. We have a right to be free from evil people who would seize government power and deny us full autonomous use of our four P's, our persons, our people, our positions, and our possessions. In 10 commandment number 5, God says we have the right to our family sanctity and privacy and autonomy, providing we don't use it to violate 10 commandments 6 through 10 against our family. If we do that, or if I want to be a homosexual within the closed doors of my house with another consenting adult, do that. I don't want to look in your windows. But if you parade it out in the street, or if you, and you do it in public, or if you forcibly involve children and non-consenting adults in it, you now are making it part of public policy, public practice. And we have the right, the divine right from God, to enforce his laws publicly. Personally, we Christians are called to turn the other cheek. But civically, we are called to enforce God's laws because that protects the innocent. If in Ten Commandment numbers 1 through 4, God gives us the right to worship him the way he prescribes in the Bible that he wants to be worshipped. That's why our historical buildings, including our Supreme Court, have biblical symbols, verses carved into them by architectural design, as do our historical cemeteries. Now, in Ten Commandment number 6, God gives us the right to not be murdered. The Founding Fathers acknowledged that by giving us the Second Amendment right to defend ourselves and bear arms. And I can line up all of the Bill of Rights and the Ten Commandments and explain how each of them secures our right, our most of our 6 to 10 commandment rights to not be murdered, lied to, stolen from, sexually molested, coveted, have our belongings coveted, etc. And that's what.
Pastor, do you have a website that people can find out more information, please?
Yes, you can go to Liberty, LIBERTY, the letter C as in Christian, and F as in Fellowship. .org.
That's simple.
You also,
Liberty Charlie Foxtrot org. Okay. All right.
Yep. And you can also go to Liberty Charlie Foxtrot CF Church. .org.
Okay.
Okay. To the same. And when you're there, just look for the biblical basis of the Bill of Rights, which you can link to right off and near the bottom of our homepage.
Before you get away, Pastor, the Catholic Church is preparing to merge with Islam. You talk to a lot of Catholics, I'm sure, all the time. Are they aware of this? And if they are, what do they think about it?
Well, I don't talk to a great deal of Catholics, but I wrote The Three-Dimensional Leader, Negotiating Your Mission, Resources, and Context. I'm about to republish the second, or publish the second edition, because my publisher went out of business during COVID. And I taught the three dimensions of leadership, the three-dimensional leader, negotiating your mission, resources, and context on 4 continents. And I've taught it in Muslim countries. And why that is significant is because Chapter 3 has the template of leadership as Samson, Samuel, and Deborah from the Book of Judges. And a successful judge basically kicks Arabs out of Palestine. I taught this book. I thought I was going to, you know, get in a lot of trouble doing that. But the Lord, at one point, shut down all my circumstances, and he compelled me to go overseas as a undercover missionary, build as a leadership development consultant. I made very good money doing it. I was in Dubai twice when the king broke the fireworks records. I was in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for the changeover of the ceremonial king events. That's how I discovered that there's a symbiotic relationship between Catholicism and Islam, because in those countries they had outlawed Christianity, biblical Christianity, and I was observing conferences between priests and imam. We call it Chrislam. And I was saying to God, why on earth are the Catholic priests here when they've outlawed biblical Christianity?
Right,
and that was
right,
the key.
Right.
And Islam extols the virtues of Mary, which is counterintuitive to what you would think Islam is, just like the Catholics do. And Constantine never converted to biblical Christianity. He worked with a Catholic bishop to develop a universal form of religion that they called Christianity. And what it did is it took every demon that you were worshiping and it just reclassified it as a Christian saint. Go to Britannica Encyclopedia and just look up the patron saint of Turkey, and it will tell you that it is a non-historical figure. They just made it up so that you could practice Catholicism. You could practice your demonology under the guise of Catholicism. And if
Amazing.
You don't, yeah, if you don't worship God properly through Ten Commandments 1 and Ten Commandments number 2, the biblical paradigm, the Bible shows you worship wrong. That's what Balaam, that we just preached this a couple weeks ago. This is why Balaam told Balak, we'll have your people have sex with our people, and that sexual relationship will reduce will create tolerance and sympathy for your idol worship, which we then inject into the bloodstream of the population, of the civics, of the body politic. When you married a Catholic in the old days, they still do this today. I just talked to a lady 3 days ago that did that. She said, I got sucked into the demonology. I married a Catholic. The Catholic Church always had us pro-Testament people. The word Protestant originally meant pro-Testament. But when the Catholics got control of the government and the education, they call it, we're protesting something. The only one really did that was, anyway, it doesn't matter. It was Martin Luther, but the rest of the people, Wycliffe and those guys, they're just trying to live the normal Christian life. They weren't protesting anything. They just want to live, do what the Bible says. But they persecuted us. Fox's Book of Martyrs explains that in great detail. But when you married a Catholic, you actually signed an agreement that you would raise your children Catholic. And the Catholic Church did the Balaam thing on us. If you go look at the Book of Jude, you got Cain. You got the rogues gallery of Cain, who killed Abel. The spirit of Cain is murdering our children. The spirit of Cain is doing all sorts of horrible things. So it's the spirit of Balaam is what is creating the sexual confusing and biblical misconduct in our society. And then you've got Korah, who attacked Moses and Aaron from an administrative, political, administrative level. You've got the rogues gallery functioning in our society right now, but it's really being done primarily through the Catholic Church. Google a politician's name. They're on both the Democratic and Republican side. I'm trying to reach Donald Trump with this information. Stop putting Catholics in our government. Stop putting Catholics on your committees. They can come to our events. We want them to convert. We don't hate them. We love them. But you can't let them steer the ship, because they will steer you into Catholicism. And the Founding Fathers wrote that if Catholics were in our government, then a foreign government called the Vatican would run our government. Let me just say this. I ran for city council in my city. When I was unanimously nominated by the full Republican, full conservative committees, two different nights, 24 people in one room, 21 people in another room, they both asked me to convert to Catholicism. I said, why? They both said, because the bishops are the backbone of government. I said, how does that work? And they said, well, you're a part-time legislator, so you've got a full-time job. And while you're working all day, the bishop is out and about in the community, and he understands the community, how to care for the poor. All the dictators of the world hide behind, I'm here to care for the poor. So that's what the Pope does, wearing $1.1 million outfits or more, and he's here to care for the poor. And so all the dictators, and the Pope is a model for dictatorship. All cultures of the world are organized around the country's main religion. And all communist countries have a government-sanctioned version of the Catholic Church that sits at the seat of power and uses the government power to persecute all the other religions. Islam does the same thing. I have a video of a woman being beheaded in a Saudi Arabian parking lot, broad daylight. It's the king's government soldiers, two busloads, two marked police cars, and two unmarked police cars bring her to the sword-wielding imam in the square. So Catholicism and Islam operate the same way. They use government power to enforce their religion because there's no heart conversion. There's no born-again experience. You go in, a guy says to me one day, our wicked governor here in New York State has to know that pulling a baby's head out of the womb, my words, and snipping the back of its neck with a pair of surgical scissors is evil. And he probably says to his priest, you sure I should be doing this? And the priest goes, no, you're in. I have transubstantiated Christ in the wafer. Take it. You're in. And it turns you into a self-righteous religious monster.
All right. We really appreciate your call, Pastor Wallace, and don't be a stranger. We'll get to some response here from Dr. Horowitz. Thank you, sir. Well, that was a lot, Doctor. Your response, if any, sir?
Yeah, that's the kind of same thing that I said earlier. Know we of God, yet God we not know. You know, it's like all of the ways in which the demonic impositions and possessions have infiltrated into our political and social systems is insidious. And we've got to go back to the basics. And I like the concept of linking the Ten Commandments to the Bill of Rights. I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. We have our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try to get one more caller in here, Doctor. We got James in Vancouver back again. James, go ahead.
I just heard the observation that the Roman Catholic Church in Islam will join, and I was going to quip that, there you have mergers and acquisitions, you see. If that were to happen, then Rome would have even far more influence than it does already. But one thing I could bring up here is that Islam does not accept interest. The concept of interest in their belief system, that's charging interest on money lent. Okay, how they work it is, if I invest in a corporation or company as the lending partner, I get equity in the company. Back to you.
How do you buy a house or a car if you're a practicing Muslim?
Well, they help each other.
Okay.
Like the Chinese help each other. The Chinese have their own society where they can borrow money, and you would work off your loan in the community. You see, you would come to me for money, and I'd say, "Okay, I'm going to help you buy that house," and then you're going to do something for me in return. It might not be money; it might be something else. You see?
Okay.
That's barter.
Okay. Anything else, James?
No, I'll let you guys go. It's a good show. Pastor Wallace, I got to love him. Okay, bye now.
Okay. Yeah, well, this show, Doctor, went some directions I didn't really anticipate, but it's been pretty good overall, don't you think? Dr. Horowitz, you're on mute. Doctor, you're on mute. There you go.
Yes, John, thank you very much. I agree. It was an extraordinary show. Very, very interesting. But all of your shows are. Your callers are awesome. They're very well studied. They have some very, very important things to share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've announced publicly you have a fiance. Is there a date set for the matrimony, for the wedding?
Oh, thank you for asking, John. September 8th. September 8th will be on the beach. And in southeast Florida, and we'll be having a very small wedding.
Outstanding. Well, that's be here before you know it. Fantastic. Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you. You too. What's your situation now? You're a married man, happily married, I take it.
We got married on January the 6th, I think it was, maybe the 7th. I think it was the 7th, and it's been great. It's been great for both of us.
That's great. Does she ride on your motorcycle with you?
Well, she wants to. That hasn't happened yet. I got the Triumph sports car out more than I do the motorcycle, but I got it all cleaned up, and we'll get it out. It's going to be 101 today. It's not fun. But in a moderate temperature day, we'll get that out. We'll go for a ride.
Nice, nice. Very, very nice.
Absolutely.
Well, if you want to take a ride, come down and visit me in Florida.
That's not something I want to do in a motorcycle or a sports car, but maybe the town car. So we'll see.
All right. Sounds good.
Anyway, Doctor, you have a final thought before we wrap up this segment?
No, I think this show is indicative of an extraordinary explosion in consciousness and dealing with spiritual issues that are at the core of our dysfunction and our unfortunate satanic manipulation that I think has to be purged. And, you know, we're heralding this kind of intelligence, and the challenge is to get beyond all the masses of dumbed down mind control enslaved people, because there's so many dumbed down, really stupid people out there that we're waiting God's miracle. And that's what I think is happening. I mean, think about it. We could never have had a show like this of 4 or 5, even maybe 2, 3 years ago. People were not really ready for it.
Right.
You know, and now everything's falling apart geopolitically and economically. People are realizing something's wrong with the system. And it's actually the culture, the generic culture, and that is what has unfortunately been manipulated into this satanic realm. And that is what we're freeing ourselves. And you're heralding that, John. And your program in RBN is very important in doing that.
Well, thank you, sir. And we will continue. We're going to have the pastor of my church beginning next week on the top of the third hour. He was a missionary in Kazakhstan for a number of years. Fascinating guy with a worldview that is a bit extraordinary. So that's Pastor Evan Bell beginning next week. So it'll be a lot of fun also. Doctor, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to heading back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you so much, John. Always a pleasure. God bless.
Okay. Got a bottom of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll be getting caught up on energy cleaners. Tom is the only guy manufacturing energy cleaners, helping thousands of people all over the planet get their lives back. That's a pretty big deal. And, it's been a challenge. The supply chain issues the past 2 years have been a challenge for all manufacturers. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo event that will be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details, all the speakers or photographs, location, and everything, tickets available at thelibertyman.com. I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. I know there'll be a lot of you there. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of products at my website that will help you achieve your goal. Would you like a one-room log cabin similar to what Davy Crockett had 200 years ago? I can help you with that. How about a 6,000-square-foot log lodge like you see in the TV series Yellowstone or anything in between, a 1,000-square-foot home, 2,000-square-foot? The men I work with in Licking, Missouri, they put together kits to the specifications of your architect to be delivered to your job site for your construction crew to build exactly the beautiful home that you want. All the details at my website, give me a call. We'll get that whole thing going for you. I had lunch yesterday with Sky Huddleston and Brady, our production engineer. talking about Liberator rocket heaters. We have Liberator rocket heaters in stock ready for immediate shipment. We'll start promoting a bit more towards the end of July. That's when people start thinking about winter a bit more than they do now. When it's so hot, it'll still be hot at the end of July, but people start preparing for winter around the end of July. So we'll be talking more about that. We have what patient waiting in green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the only guy manufacturing the energy cleaner, a electronic healing device, and we'll be talking about the marvelous benefits of the energy cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, it'll be 101 degrees with high humidity at my place. How about where you are today?
About the same. I had to do some work around some hot machinery, molding the plastic cases for these energy cleaners, and that is really, really difficult when it gets this hot. So I started when the sun was coming up, and I just finished up about 20 minutes ago. So,
well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, we only got up to 86 inside the shop, so that was bearable.
Right, right. Well, that's what the construction workers do. They hit the ground running when the sun's barely coming up at the job site before the sun comes up. Roofers especially. I don't care how young or how tough you are. These kind of temperatures will just flat put you down, won't it?
Oh, it really will. It's really hot. You know, I learned a trick. I do a little bit of glass work, glass blowing for some special insulators and things for high voltage systems. And something I learned from doing that is keep pickle juice nearby. Have a jar of dill pickles and drink a little bit of that juice. If you start getting a little woozy or you feel like you're getting close to heat stroke, just take a few swigs of that pickle juice. It'll revive you within a couple of minutes.
No, that's a great, I haven't heard that before. That's a great hint.
Oh, yeah. I learned that from the guys doing some, they had a big time glass operation, and I bought some materials from them, and I watched them, and they started drinking pickle juice. And I asked, what's going on with this? And they explained it to me, and they said it's the best way to get hydrated quickly, and they always keep it in the refrigerator.
Well, that's much better than big Gatorade. Gatorade should be illegal, quite frankly. That's a great hit. No, Gatorade should be flushed down the toilet. It's really dangerous stuff. Anyway, Tom, we'd like to begin with a disclaimer. If you'd like to do that, let's proceed.
Yes, that's right, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, you manufacture energy cleaners. I sell energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with it. We have a big red banner warning all the way across the page now that says the microplush throws and mattress pads only work with an energy cleaner. I don't know what the reason is, Tom, but I've been selling these mattress pads for about 10 years. And beginning about a year ago, I started having several people that bought a mattress pad thinking it worked by itself with no issues with that for the previous 9 years. I don't know what's going on with that, but we're doing everything we can. We got that banner plus a second warning in bright red letters that the mattress pads require an energy cleaner unit to operate. But we're dealing with it, and most people don't have an issue with that, but some people do. So we have new listeners every week. I like to explain, first of all, for our new listeners, what the energy cleaner is not. Energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. That's one of the most frequently confused things. The energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. No, it's not even close. Here's what it is. It's an electronic healing device that puts out an electronic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. It's causing these sluggish cells that are slowing down. They haven't quite died, but they're slowing down, causing those sluggish cells to rejuvenate and get healthy and work properly again. Right, Tom?
Exactly what happens. It will act like a set of jumper cables and get those weak cells to begin pumping again. Now, see, every cell in your body is like a pump. It's a battery. It's also a pump. and it has to push out toxic waste, and it has to pull in fresh nutrition. So when they get sluggish, they start getting stagnant, and many times that's the beginning of tumors and other problems. So flushing those cells out cleanses your body. It's a great system for that.
Absolutely. Well, at my website at thelibertyman.com, when you go to the energy cleaner section, here's what you'll find. You'll find an explanation, first of all, what is the energy cleaner? And it gives a detailed explanation of what it is and how it, the development, how it came into being. Next, we have testimonials from users of the energy cleaner, such as my friend Steve Whitman, who gives myself an energy cleaner in Utah credit for saving his life. Then, of course, we got a section of all the different choices on mattress pads. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the micro plush throws, the small travel pad, that's all there. Then we have information on how to use it. And most people just plug it into a mattress pad, they sleep on it. But in addition, there's two other ways. One is the bathtub method, which are the hot tub method, basically the same thing, where you attach a metal spoon to the power cord, keep the energy cleaner nice and dry off to the side, put that power cord with a metal spoon into the comfortably warm water, and just get in that water and stay there until it cools off, or just keep adding warm water. In the case of a hot tub, turn down the temperature to 98 degrees so you can tolerate that for up to an hour, or even more if you want. Then the next section is the details on my 90-day money-back guarantee. Tim Spencer told a story about how he asked one of his doctors if he had a money-back guarantee on what they were offering Tim. They did not take it humorously. They took it very seriously, and they asked him to leave the premises. So medical professionals, if they offered a 90-day money-back guarantee, they'd be out of business pretty quickly, wouldn't they, Tom?
They would, John. That would shut them down immediately. They wouldn't last long. And what a business model they have. You go in there, and they say, we'll try this. If that doesn't work, we'll try something else. If that doesn't work, they just keep stacking the medications up on you. And they can never tell you how much anything costs. Nobody knows the cost. And they'll tell you, don't worry about it. But they never can tell you the cost. They just say, don't worry about it. Well, that's something to worry about there.
Right. Well, since my last visit with a medical doctor, except to have lunch with my friend Dr. Caudill, was 1985. I've never been told that I can recall. My last prescription medication was 1985 also. Minor problem that was too quickly taken care of. The next panel on my website is how to order it. You can order by U.S. mail. The website, the address is there, or by calling my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. The owner of the company that does the order taking, I know her pretty well. She's having to merge with another company that does the same thing. She's in St. Louis County. She's having such trouble finding young men and women with the proper skills to answer telephones and take messages, that she's having to merge with another company because of the shortage of literate young Americans that can do this simple task. That's a shame, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it's not only that line of work, John. It's just everywhere. You can't find skilled help. They're just not out there. Nobody wants to work. I guess they don't want to work, or they don't know how to do the job, or a combination of both. I don't know, but it's a very, very bad situation.
Well, here's the report I get. I know several people that have my one friend. He has more than just over 100 men and women working for his company. He says, John, here's what happens. They go through the entire recruitment process, which for this particular company involves testing and background checks and everything. They're a subcontractor for Boeing, by the way, and they make parts for Department of Defense aircraft. And the new hire shows up. They work one day and don't come back. They and this is not the exception. This happens over and over again. young men and women are shocked to find out they actually have to be somewhere at a precise time. They have to work and be productive for 8 hours, and then they get to go home, and they're shocked, and they simply can't conform or comply with very basic work ethic standards here, Tom. That's east to west, north to south. It's not something all that extraordinary just in Missouri, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere, John. I've hired quite a few people over the years, and I've encountered all kinds, but I've run into that type of person. It wasn't as bad years ago, but I don't think I could ever handle hiring another person, because as soon as they pulled that cell phone on and started playing with that thing, that'd be it. They'd be out the door.
Well,
I'll tell you, I wouldn't be able to.
I had lunch yesterday with the CEO of Liberated Rocket Heaters and our production engineer. Cell phones are not allowed in the factory. They have to be left at the door or in the car. They're simply not allowed in the factory.
Well, that's a smart thing to do.
Well, Tom, did you ever have employees who were offered two weeks paid vacation every year and didn't even think to take it? Did you ever have anybody like that?
You know, I had several people that I had to make them take their vacation time. They would have rather had the money, but I really thought they needed the time off. And I said, at least one guy took, he had 2 weeks, but he took a week's pay and took off a week. But I told them they really did need a break from the place.
Well, that was me. When I first began as a homicide detective when I was 25 years old, literally half a century ago, I was so engrossed in the work, which was, defending people's lives charged with murder is a pretty serious thing. It didn't even occur to me to take vacation. It wasn't even something that came to my consciousness. So when the state of Missouri cut my funding for my job, which I'm glad they did, because it caused me to move on, I had accrued basically 5 years of paid vacation that I got to take all at once. That was a pretty good deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
It's just the way it worked out. And I still kept my case files up to date, even though I had accrued all that paid vacation time. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the engine cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. It's black plastic. It has a nice carrying handle. It does not have any gauges or dials or on-off switch. It simply has one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green back and forth, and one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to be attached to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. It takes 9D cell flashlight batteries. It does not plug into the wall. That would not be safe. And you simply plug in your mattress pad, put the mattress pad on your bed, and sleep on it. And then you start getting the relief from pain. It could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and you get better sleep, better to the point where I know for myself, I know, Tom, get about 6 hours sleep. I feel refreshed and energized and ready to go in the morning because of the energy cleaner. I notice sure signs of health are increased nail growth and hair growth. I have to get a haircut every 2 weeks because if I don't, I start getting to be pretty shaggy. I trim my nails every week or two because of the same thing. And increased nail growth and increased hair growth are sure signs of increased health, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, that's true. And that's exactly what that technology does for you. It's and it really gives you some improved sleep. And it's so simple to use, John. As you've always explained, you just plug it in and run it. And it runs round the clock. You don't have to turn it off. There's no on-off switch. But you should check the batteries at least once a year on an annual basis to make sure they're not leaking. That's any electronic device you have. You leave the batteries in too long, they're going to leak eventually and damage or actually totally destroy the equipment.
Well, I just change them out.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. That's the best thing to do. If they do leak, though, usually you can just clean it out with damp paper towels, maybe a little baking soda, and then make sure, get it as clean as you can. If there's a stain in the battery holder area, don't worry about it. It won't affect the operation. because as long as it's blinking, if the light's blinking, it's working. Put your fresh batteries in there. The battery contacts get rusted or corroded a little bit, just clean those off with some fine grade of sandpaper till they're shiny, bright and shiny again, and the machine should work fine. If it doesn't, we can rebuild any unit all the way back to the first ones made 23 years ago. We have the parts and the equipment on hand to do that. So it's not a total loss ever. We have a fixed flat rate charge for repairing.
Well, Tom, I sell about 500 of these a year, give or take a little, and about, I'd say about three times a year, people put the batteries in backwards, and it just wrecks the machine. They start smoking, it's amazing they don't catch on fire. Here's our break, we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gentlemen, Tom, garden season is in full swing right now. We're basically in the middle of it. And it's not too late. If people want to enhance the harvest of fruits and vegetables, the Insure Cleaner will help, won't it, sir?
It really will, John. And I was just talking to a gentleman earlier this week about that very subject, and he is experimenting with it right now. So he's trying it out himself, and he's going to give me a report on it. I think he'll have some good results. Anyway, he's got a rather large garden, and he is putting a chicken wire grid over one section of his garden. About 25% of the garden will have this chicken wire. We'll see how that works, and he'll compare it with and without. So he's got like a control group. He's doing a study on it. He wants to see how well it works for him, and I think it's going to help a lot, and he's going to have some good results. So we'll see what happens. I'll fill you in later. But that's what's happening, and anybody can do this. Just get that chicken wire spread out over the tops of the plants. Use a fence post that are available at any farm supply store. The plastic ones are the best because they act as an insulator. If you use the metal type, they're very heavy duty, but you'll have to get some electric fence insulators that are also available at the same store and use that to suspend the chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants. And then you just clip the Energy Cleaner output cable onto that grid anywhere that's convenient. It doesn't have to be in a special spot in a corner. It can be on any edge, wherever you can get to the chicken wire, and then keep the Energy Cleaner in a plastic tub that's out of direct sunlight, keeps the water from rain and dew off of it, and it keeps the Energy Cleaner running properly. You can leave it connected 24/7 that way, and it will energize that garden plot around the clock. You can do similar things in a greenhouse. It works quite well either way. And there's several greenhouses that I know of personally that are using it right now with great results, by the way. So,
of course, it's that's a given.
Yeah, it's a great way to get the plants growing a lot faster and better vegetable production.
Absolutely. Well, once people figure this out that it really works, they're going to want to get a second one rather than transport that Energy Cleaner back to the house every night to sleep on the signal. And of course, the overnight charging of the plants helps even more, doesn't it?
It does, yes, and that's the best way to do it. Rather than carrying the thing back and forth, just set it up on a permanent basis, and have one for your home and one for your garden area or greenhouse, and just let them operate independent of each other. You don't have to even think about it. It's just in each case, it's just they're working. Just check the batteries once a year. It's that simple.
Thank you, Tom. We'll talk about emergency communications in the morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, Energy Cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.